Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chaf Gimel. Tainus Chaf Gimel, and we're in the middle of fascinating stories here in the third parak of Maseches Tainus. We'll focus on one line in one of the Gemaras, one of the stories here, Abba Chilkiah, the grandson of Chonia Ma'agel. The Gemara tells a story here that the Rabbanim were waiting for him to daven for the rain, and he didn't want to take any credits. He kind of seems to ignore them, and he goes back to the house, and he does all of these unusual things on the way back, which the Gemara goes into every detail. He puts the stuff that he's carrying only on one shoulder and the shirts on the other shoulder, and he puts on shoes when he gets into the water, a whole discussion. And when he gets home, the Gemara says that his wife goes out to greet him wearing very beautiful clothes, which the Gemara says because she wants him to only focus on her and not anybody else. And then the Gemara says, the detail that we'll focus on, that the Gemara continues and says that he and his wife went upstairs to daven for the rain, but on the way in, that's the line we're going to focus on. Kimata lebeise also divisa bereisha v'hadar ayel ihu v'hadar ayli rabbanan. So when after she came out to greet them, so he allowed her and told her to go into the house first, and then he went into the house, and then the rabbana went into the house. So the question is, why in that order? So that detail is discussed a little bit later on. My taima. Did she come out with beautiful clothes on? Shlo etein ein ibisha cheres. My taima ayli hi bereisha, v'hadar ayl mara basra, v'hadar aylina nanan. Why in that order? Her, then you, then us. Amar Louis says to them, mishum delo bad kisuli, because you are not checked to me. I don't know who you are. And therefore what? I don't know who you are, says Rashi, again, the one that's called Rashi. I'm not sure who you are, and therefore, says Rashi, let me just find it. Lobat Kisuli, im ksherim im pritzim. De amar mar, kal adam yehe be'enecha kalistim. I don't know your spiritual status. I don't know if you're kosher people, not kosher people. And it sounds like from Rashi, again, this Rashi, I didn't want to leave you alone with her. So if I would go in first, and then leave you, or have you go in before me, I had to go in between, right? If I had her go in, and then I went in, and then you went in. If I would have gone in first, then you would have been outside with her by yourself. If I would have set you in behind them, behind her, so then that would have been a problem. Sounds like it might be like a yichud issue. Is there yichud? Is there the issue of seclusion in just a moment? So we'll talk about today's topic. Will be background for yichud, but we'll talk a little bit about elevators. But elevators, yichud in an elevator. So the question is, does this line have any relevance? As we'll see, the Menchas Yitzchak, Dayan Wise, quotes our Gemara in the context of that discussion. So remember, the Isser of Yichud is included in the larger Isser D'Araisa, at least some of the Isser of Yichud, of Losikruv L'Galos Erva, not to come close to any type of illicit behavior. The Rambam and the Chinuch both count it as a mitzvah D'Araisa. Not just a smach and a smach to drabban on a general statement, but specifically in Issa, the Sefer Chinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Peches, Shalola his adain ba'achas b'kol ha'arayos. What is not allowed to get any kind of pleasure from any illicit relation person, any pleasure. Vein krovos ve'eishas ishvenida ve'afilu below bia, even not full ma'isabia, but any type of pleasure could go in chibuk, v'nishuk, a hug, and a kiss, v'chala domel le'elu ha'pu'ulos haros, any of these types of evil behaviors, shema mikin bohen ba'ali zima ha'holchem achreihevo v'yebalu. Those who are involved in nonsensical activities. That's what the pasuk says, kreva shehi ha'goremes v'hameviya adam legalos erva. And therefore anything, even the preparatory stages, so to speak, of an illicit relation, that is also included in the Isser D'Oraisa. That is the, it includes many halachas, in terms of, okay, we're not going to go through all of the chinuch, but it's in all the hilchas, Simen Chaf Aleph in Eben Ezer, as we will talk about a little bit soon. Simen Chaf Beis is Yichud, but says the Sefer Chinuch, we'll just read this, V'yata b'ni hizar al zemod. Remember, the Sefer Chinuch wrote the Sefer for his son, and his son's friends to learn on Friday nights. So that's why often, not so often, but a number of times, he addresses his son directly in the Sefer. Be very careful about this, my son. Don't let your Yetzer Hara convince you. Vim elef arevim yitin lecha. Even if he gives you 1,000 guarantors. Vizesha, meaning to do what? Not to follow every detail of this area of halacha. Vizesha atamotik sas maisa begemara marim sosim divra eila. And even though you find some amoraim in the Gemara that might not follow every nekuda of every halacha. Klomar shafilu masha asru zachronim lavracha benashim lohayuk sasmen choshashin. You look in ksuvis. Some of the Tanam or Amoraim used to put the kalos on their shoulders and dance with them, and they said, well, she's like a piece of wood on top of me. And even the other Amoraim said, well, we can't do that. We can't fathom that. And even the other Amoraim, these people had baskols coming out to them. They talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So we can't, and even most of them assume not. There were a couple of Yechidi Skula that were exceptional. Ains a steer cloud of the varai, the Maka mitzvah, Dafka, she bekil and ksas, Kamosha, Sita, Rabbi Yochanan, the Yasa Bashari Tfila, Rabbi Yochanan sat outside the Shari Tfila, Kilishi, Staklubo, Anasha, Violidu, Banim, Naim, Kamoso. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside by the river. The Gemara says that he had very long eyelashes. So he couldn't see anything anyway. So he was just sitting there, and he wanted the women to be able to look at him. He was a handsome fellow, and he was a Gadol Adar. So he was doing it totally l'shem Shemayim. This is Rabbi Yochanan. V'loha yubistakal ben chalila. V'rebi davinokit kalsa katve. This is Rabbi Yudah Hanasi. Yudah Hanasi used to put the kala on his shoulders. L'mitzvah hu shaya osa keiti l'samcha v'ksas ben yonim kiosu ba'elu. But all of those obviously are exceptional. Sheheim hayu, says the chinuch, kemalachim. They didn't waste a second. They didn't even do half the mitzvahs because Tarasa Umnaso. The entire world knew their kavanas. They were totally dovuk. Aval anachnu, says the chinuch 800 years ago, achshav, and even 2,000 years ago in the days of the Gemara, they already said that we follow the halacha. Achshav ein lanu lifrotz afilu geter katan b'inyanim elu klal. El lishmar kol ha'archekim shodiyunu zachronu lavracha befrat. U'masha lo eskiru. We have to follow every detail of every fence law that they said, and even if there's not what they said, if we feel there's another fence law that we should accept, then we should follow that as well. And as the Gemara says, Exubis dafyud gimel ein aputropis la'arayas. Right? There is no guardian in the world of arayos. We have to take precautions as much as we need to. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about yichud today as one of the examples of this area of halacha. There's also negiyah, there's also other areas, other inappropriate behavior between the genders. But what's the definition of yichud? So the presence of a man and a woman who are not primary relatives, together, alone, in a place where they can't be seen, and without fear of being detected. And every one of those is a detail. If you look at the Sefer Torah Sayichud, put up by the Otzar Poskim, he quotes this: "Kadesh yichashiv shol ish va'isha nimsa'im b'matzav shol yichud." So that a man and a woman are considered in a yichud situation, there has to be three conditions. Number one: sheheim nimsa'im yachad b'kirvas makom, sheyishneim krovim zelazeh, close to each other, in proximity of each other. If there is a huge auditorium, a huge gymnasium, and it's dark, and they're alone, but one's on one side, one's on the other side, and it'll take 3 minutes to get to each other, right? So that's not called yichud, right? They're not near each other. Avalamim rechokim zemizeh, avabishadayin roim zeh, zeh lo nechshav liyichud. Right? Even if they can see each other. But that's not yichud. Number one, they have to be in proximity of each other. Number two, shadam zer lo yachol liro, says ma'aseihem sham b'makam ha'yichud. Nobody could see what they're doing. Number three, shem betuchim shelo yavo adam l'sham be'emsa maaseyem. No, they're sure, they're confident that nobody's going to walk in on them. So even if nobody can see them at this moment, if they think that at any moment somebody might walk in, that's also not yichud. So it has to be that they're confident nobody's going to walk in. V'yesh lohem ha'efsharis la'asos maaseyem lo hafra. And they can do whatever they're going to do without any mafriya, without anybody barging in. So those are three conditions. In proximity, nobody else can see them, and they don't think anybody else is going to see them. I don't think anybody's going to see it. But this is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Eben Ezer. Simen Chav Beis is the Simen of Yichud. Asur l'syachid im erva meha arayos. Is asur to have Yichud with an erva. Bein zakena ben yalda. Doesn't matter how old she is. Shadavar ze goreim legalos erva. Because this causes a revealing of erva. Chutz meha aim im bena. Except the only when there's no Yichud relatives, erva, are the following exceptions. Aim in nida, a mother and a son, right, or a grandson, or a grandmother. V'ha'av and bito, father-daughter. V'ha'balim ishto nida. And a husband wife when she is a nida, right? That is the one of the exceptions to the rule of the Israel of Yichud. V'chasa shepirse ishto nida kod sheyivol, and that's a whole confusion and difficult situation if the kal is pirse nida at the wedding, after the wedding, before they're together. Atu the zachin yima, the Gemara Ksubas talks all about what to do there. V'bala b'yir yishor v'akach nidbeis b'udu l'zachin yima kishira maisa sedex. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues, it says there were different stages of history of the Israel of Yichud. Some yichud is daraisa, some yichud is derabanan. Kishira maisa Amnon v'Tamar, Rachman al Islam, when the tragic story of Amnon raping his sister Tamar happened in the Tanakh. Gozer David ubezdino yichud penuya. David was gozer and his bezdin on yichud of an unmarried woman. Daraisa could have been an erva on the daraisa level of a relative or a married woman, but then David was gozer even on unmarried women. V'yavo b'she'ena erva v'chlal yichud daraisu v'shamay v'hilo gozer al yichud ovi kochavim. Shamay and Hillel later on were gozer on yichud of a non-Jew. Nimsa. So it comes out. Kala misyachin emisha she'asul isyachin ima bein yisraelis bein ovenes kochavim makar hashem makas mardus ha'ish va'isha. This on both the man and the woman. U'machrizin aleihem. V'davka, fine. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Those are the different levels of Yichud. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this topic, and he says even before the specific Gzeiros were given, it wasn't a good idea. It wasn't a good idea, even though the Gzeiros that were Ne'asar afterwards. He quotes what the Shulchan Aruch says, the different levels of the Gzeira. And says, "V'lav de kodem lase hayam mutter yichud gamur de ef shalomar kein de pshita de zel karav lavoli de avera." Right? It's not a good idea even before David came along and Shammai and Hillel came along. The afilu bimecholos asurim lachu yachad. Right? Even dancing together, as the pasuk says, the beautiful diak that the achronim make on the pasuk we say in the Hallelujahs every morning. Bachurim v'gam besulos zakenim im na'arim. It's bachurim v'gam besulos. It doesn't say bachurim im besulos. Bachurim v'gam besulos, zekeinim im na'arim. V'loksiv bachurim im besulos. Rabbi Nadal Lelech yachad b'machol, mixed dancing. Bachuru besula as isr gamur. V'che besof shoftim. It talks about at the end of shoftim with Binyamin. Elavada izel isr gamur. V'loi menicha b'dos sheyelchu sheyisarvu shilo. Sheyisarvu imoin. V'lakach tivam lehisaser bikramim. El shegazor al yichud arayi v'kumab arayas. But Chazal instituted it, that formulated the isr later on, even derech arayi. But again, sometimes things are usr even beforehand, but it was just instituted. Similar to Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom came up with these all these laws. You got a man can't marry two wives, and you can't marry your friends, you can't open your friend's mail, etc. What? You were allowed to open your friend's mail before Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom came along. That was also Asr. But he put a Chayim. Chayim means you get a curse on you if you do it. Right? It wasn't a good idea to marry two wives even before Rabbeinu Gershom came along. He just said, he gave it a little teeth. He said, it's a really bad idea, and there's a curse on your head if you do. Either way, this is that Ha'arach HaShulchan's Ha'arah, that Yichud was never a good idea with anybody. Good. So another couple of points of definition, and then we'll get to the specific case relating to our Gemara. The Israel is both for the man and the woman, as we said. Anyone with the opposite gender. So parents, grandparents is not a problem. The siblings, the poskim seem to say, but there are kfius. Is the only problem. A brother and a sister want to rent an apartment together, so the poskim say that's probably not a good idea if it's going to be for more than a month. That's what the poskim say if it is a derech kfius situation. But if it's not derech kfius, it wouldn't be an issue. That same Aruch HaShulchan, just to add, he notes that the heter of yichud with an isha and her husband, that's balanced by the harchakos, right? We know we have an elaborate system of reminders between a husband and a wife when she is anida, more than anyone else in the world, right? A husband is not allowed to pass his wife things when she is anida, and he can pass things to anyone else in the world. Why? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that's to counter the heter of yichud, Right, the Archa Shulcha says, Yadua Shadidihi Kachal Arayos. Shakal Arayos Eid Bakaris Vachinida Shim Bakaris. Ubidin Harchakamimena, Inena Shavav Shakal Arayos. Yesh Dvarb Shechmirubo Yosef Kachal Arayos, and some that there were Mako for. So all the Harchakas are to balance out the heter of Nida. Good. So yichud situations could apply anywhere. It could apply in a house, could apply in in any private area, an office, a field, babysitting situations. Any amount of yichud is an isser. Now we're getting to where we're talking about. Any amount of yichud would be in a problem, even shorter than what we would call the sheer tumah, the amount of time that something could happen, as long as it's a yichud situation. If it is a yichud situation, so then even less than that amount is going to be a problem. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Aleph, Simit Sadi Aleph. Near Lady Azdaiti, Tkosha Yichud Hu B'makom, Shem Kin Yicholim L'Shal Sham Kishir Tuma. If it's a situation where they can be there during the Shir of Tuma, Az Ikamamish Isser Yichud Araisa Al Kol Rega V'Rega, Shem Shom Yachad, Gam L'Fnei Shesho Shir Tuma. What if a person says, I'm not going to stay in here the Shir Tuma. I'm going to go out in 25 seconds. But it's a yichud situation for 25 seconds. They can't be seen and nobody, and they're not worried about anybody walking in. But he has in mind to go out earlier. That's still usher. Right? V'la b'shiur retalya milsa. V'lachain, afim nimlechu be'emsa. Even if they change their mind in the middle. V'nispazru lefnei shesho kishir tuma. Afilu hachi kfar avra l'isr yichud. V'tzrichim kapara. They've already done something wrong. V'kozhikin imrak b'derech mikra nichnasu l'sham anashim. And surely if people just happen to walk in by accident, so to speak, v'ayidezeh nifsak ha'yichud shebineyem, nir leni yizdaiti, that would be a problem. But related to that is our issue. What about an elevator? What about an elevator? So an elevator is not like what we just talked about. What did Rav Shlomo Zalman just say? If a person is in a real yichud situation, that they're not worried about anybody coming in, and nobody can see them, and they're going to be there for a couple of minutes, and then they change their mind, or somebody walks in, that's a problem. What if you're in a situation where person's not going to be there for long enough of the shir tumah? That's the natural progression of events. Not that naturally there will be a shir of tumah, and then it stops in the middle. But the natural progression of events, meaning with an elevator, right? We're talking about an elevator in the Empire State Building where a person is there for 3-4 minutes locked and it's not stopping anywhere, and it's, that's not the normal type of elevator. But what about an elevator, the regular elevator, that anybody could press the button at any floor at any time? Or, let me say that, and we're also not talking about the elevator that is manual, that there's a man inside and he has to open the gate and nobody can get in and you can't see anything inside one of more of the old-fashioned elevators. A regular standard elevator that there are certain buttons and anybody can stop it at any moment, at any floor. So, Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim say it's not a problem, and Rove say, many say that, Shlomo Zalman and others say, that lechatchila is not a problem, any elevator, because it's not the shear of tumah. It's not the shear of yichud. It's not just like what we said. There is the shear, but you're going to go out earlier. By definition, anybody can walk in, the third condition that we mentioned earlier. Right? There's a concern that anybody can walk in. If there's a window on the elevator that can be seen, from the outside, that also is not a problem. So most assume that it's not a problem at all. Some, the Minchas Yitzchak, and the Mishnah Halachis and a couple of others say that maybe lechatchila one should be careful. Why? So one of the sources is our Gemara. Abba Chilkia, why? What was he worried about? What was he worried about? He said, my wife's going to go in first and then me and then you, because I don't know who you are. And the Rashi says, I don't know if you're Pritzi or Ksheire. That's a Yichud type of Lashon. So it sounds like he was worried, even though he was going to go in a second. He was going to walk in right after them. Right, so what was he worried about? So in Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Sadi Dalet, he quotes this, U'muchach midvarav shechashash mishim yichud, v'shmamin alachorem yized, afilu b'deleka shir tumah shayach yichud, dari hu halach achareim tekefu miyad. Right, so what's the issue? And he says, if you look at the Marsha here, the Marsha has a different reading of the Gemara, a different understanding, and therefore nothing to do with yichud. So then it wouldn't be an issue. But the Pashas of the Rashi, seems to say it's a problem. It is also, if you look in Derech Eretz Rabbah, Bala Bayis Nichnas Tchila V'Yacharkach Oreach. Ukshein Yotzin Oreach Yosei Tchila. U'Bala Bayis Yosei Achron. Sounds like people are going out, so, and that would still be an issue. If you look in the Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Klein also says, Me'ikra Din, Mutter, Mutter, Mutter. But, he says, Aft Ein Yichud B'Malit, Mi'u Hamach Mir Kadosh Yomar Lo, V'tamim ze mutter az ein makom l'chumra. He says, no, harchek min akiyur, schar schar b'il l'vazira, l'karva l'sikra. It's always good in these areas to have extra precautions. So, it's mutter. If somebody finds themselves in a situation, it's mutter. You don't have to run away. But I would say it's a good chumra if one is in a situation to have the Chelkas Yaakov or by Breish in Eben Ezer, in the new edition Eben Ezer, Simin Samach Hey. He also talks about this. Imshayach Isser Yichud Be'elevator, or he writes in parentheses, Lift B'Lashonenu. He's from Switzerland, right? So the Europeans call the elevator a lift. Lift B'Lashonenu, Zem Ma'alit. So he quotes also this the discussion, the lechora, there's no iser, especially because not only in an elevator do you need the shear of tumah, you need the shear of ritzui. Usually, if you're with a stranger in an elevator, you know you have to create the relationship first, and only then do something, and only then you know get dressed again. So, b'nidon nidam pshita the leka shear zeh memela gam iser yichud leka ubeemes. He says maker did his mother, but again, as he says, the others say. You know, it's a chumra that one can have, and it's not a chumra of shtus, because it's in the world of arayos, and I would say it's still a chumra that one can have. But again, Ikra Din, it is mutter. What about this case? Maybe he was just worried about his wife being attacked, right? Not just his wife for yichud. I don't know who you are. I don't want to leave you for a second to be with my wife. Okay. Either way, this is the story of Abba Chilkia. And again, according to the Marsha, it's not nothing to do with yichud anyway. Okay. We will stop here.